Hello, you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island on AM 790 Talking Business. And I'm here with Tim Blankenship and John Waugh, and we're getting ready for our Thanksgivings. Very wishes for yours. I was giving a rough time to Black Friday earlier, but honestly, it's not a great opportunity to go out and find gifts that you might need for Christmas. And as we look forward to being productive with our shopping dollars and helping our local communities, it's important that we try and keep that money going into the right direction. So Tim Blankenship has a piece of advice or an idea for how we can do that.
I'm not going to really take credit for the idea, but there is a website, BuyLocalRI. It's BuyLocalRI.org, and it's a great website promoting the idea that sort of spending your shopping dollars in your local community sort of benefits you way more than just going to a big box store and spending that same amount of money. So you're not only getting, potentially getting a great gift or getting something that you really need, but all of that money is staying in your community and supporting jobs and supporting small businesses in your community, which, leads to other, non-gifty benefits for yourself down the road. So it's a great idea. It's a great, way to sort of defeat this sort of sentiments of rampant commercialism that are somewhat associated with the idea of Black Friday. It's another great excuse to support Waterfire. We do have an online store. All of the products there are locally made or locally manufactured. So we were, working with groups like Gather Glass, doing our line of glass jewelry. Gail Ollers, who is another great Waterfire supporter, has, a line of accessories that we sell. We're working with a company called Screencrafters, and they make a line of Waterfire-themed marble magnets, which are very cool. And, as well as a bunch of other, local artists, local craftspeople making some really cool gifts. So you can visit our website, waterfire.org/store. And you can also, again, check out BuyLocalRI. They have a lot of other resources, a lot of great, it's an online shopping directory for local organizations. So a lot of cool stuff.
I love the initiative to keep the resources here inside of Rhode Island. And in fact, we'll be having on December 18th what we're calling the Artist's Village at our Christmas Waterfire. So if you haven't heard yet, Waterfire has a Christmas lighting. We get asked that a lot, and it's been confirmed December 18th of this year. It begins at 5 o'clock. We're going to have the lights, the fires lit, and we're going to have a couple of different elements to this. But the first is going to be the Artist's Village. I think we can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Artist's Village, it's an offshoot of the Arts Festival Plaza, which is, can be found at all full Waterfire lightings throughout the year, and it's the large gathering of local artists who come down and sell their wares, usually on Washington Street, and sort of in the heart of the installation. And it's actually become such a popular thing that we now spill over sometimes onto Steeple Street, because there are so many great local artists, craftsmen, everything, glass, pottery, handbags, you name it, someone here in Rhode Island is making it. And so we're going to have a sort of a somewhat smaller version of this at the Christmas lighting, again, run by our good friend Mike Bryce. And so our lighting, December 18th, is getting close to, D-Day there, but, some great last-minute shopping. Come on down, and there'll also be a, good selection of stuff from the Waterfire store as well.
And if that's not enough to bring you down, there's a number of great events going on. So we're going to have a basin lighting, which means the basin at the foot of the mall. Perhaps you're already catching up on your Christmas shopping. The basin at the base of the mall is going to be lit up. All those circular braziers are going to be lit for the full 4 hours that we're doing the event this year. And we're tempted to say that this is a special Waterfire because we're going to be partnering with the Providence Rescue Mission, which is a nonprofit based here out of Providence, and their mission is to help the homeless and the needy of the city of Providence. They give them aid as food, as shelter. They have tents and sleeping bags, fresh socks for people in the city of Providence who are hurting this time of year when it's cold and they need the support. And we're very proud to be partnering with them again for this year's Christmas water fire.
They also do, you know, they have the healthcare services. You know, one of the things, if you're out on the streets, you know, going to the dentist is not such an easy thing that you or I can just call up and make an appointment. So that, you know, that's a very important service. Resume writing advice, job placement advice. So that they're doing a lot of really good things for a lot of, you know, people who are, you know, unfortunately, you know, a little bit neglected.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just immediate needs. There's rehabilitative services. There's an opportunity there to get people into places where they can care for themselves, not just immediately caring for them.
Yeah.
So it's a great group to be working with again. We're also doing something called the Festival of Trees. If you've come to the Christmas water fire, or maybe the day before, you've seen we have a dozen or more trees that are decorated by school children from the city of Providence, and they are lit. Sometimes we have the mayor come in, and he'll do a lighting ceremony, and we light all of these Christmas trees at once. So if you bring your children down, if you come down yourself, you come down with your loved ones, you'll be able to walk through the Festival of Trees, which is a bit of Christmas right here, a little bit of more greenery into the now denuded Water Place Park in the heart of our city.
Well, one thing that also makes the Festival of Trees a little bit more special is that it's you know, another opportunity for local businesses to help support water fire, and you know, we give them the opportunity to sponsor a tree. That means they get to come down, they get to decorate it, they get recognized as the sponsor, and then at the end of the night, you know, for the installation, we have a mix of live trees and smaller fake trees, but all of the live trees at the end of the night are carefully collected, fully decked out, fully lit, fully decorated, and each one is given to a family who may not otherwise be able to have that, you know, very important Christmas tree in their home for the holidays.
It's a really beautiful gift, and it's great to be able to give that back. And it's more than just a tree that's picked off the side of the road. It's got the hands and love of hundreds of people going into every one of those when they go out. Speaking about gifts, at the Water Fire Christmas, we also are collecting toys. So we don't have to just collect toys. We're happy to collect canned goods, staples, toothbrushes, toothpaste, unopened, for the Providence Rescue Mission, who will distribute these goods to people in need throughout the holiday season. So you'd be able to give the gift of a beautiful toy for a child, or some very well much needed supplies for someone who
doesn't have access to them. Winter coat, an extra blanket for their bed, you know, anything that you might take for granted, these people really need. So whatever you got, bring it down. We'll make sure it gets to someone who's really going to appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you can also come and enjoy our Christmas music. We're going to have several live performances at the event. Some of these are still up in the air, and we're excited to work with every Christmas artist who comes in. But I can tell you right now that the Very Merry Dickens Carolers are coming in, four a cappella carolers in Victorian costume who sing Clasmas Christmas carols. They always transport me back to a time that's romantic and lovely. And their ability to bring the classic sense of Christmas in the 21st century is going to be great when they lead us in our sing-along at 7 o'clock, where the community come down to Water Fire can join together and sing some songs with us. Finally, we have the 8-piece saxophone ensemble, Sultans of Sax. They're a great band. They do jazz, vaudeville era from the golden age of the saxophone. And they're great music to dance to. They're a good time. And looking at their band is also like looking at a history of the saxophone, because they have great big bass saxes all the way down to tiny sopranos. And it's kind of amazing to see the evolution of the instrument that way. But we'll be back more with Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island on AM 790, your source for talk and business. Listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island on AM 790, your source for talk and business. We're underwritten by National Grid and supported by Lifetime Medical. You know, we got some great talk going on about how we can support local businesses here on Black Friday, and We just had a conversation with Tom, John, who's telling us about... well, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the conversations we were having earlier about videography and WaterFire, about shopping local, and also about supporting WaterFire. And it reminded me of the DVD that Joe Rocco produced several years ago called WaterFire, Art and Soul of a City. And with the Christmas season coming up, if someone in your life is a lover of WaterFire, someone who enjoys coming to WaterFire, this might be a great gift to give to them so that they can kind of experience it in a new way, learn about the history of WaterFire, see... WaterFire from many aspects that you typically don't get to see at an event.
Well, that's absolutely right, John, because one person can't see the entire event. It's just too big, and there are too many things going on at the same time for you to get a damn picture of what the entire event is doing throughout the night. So I encourage you to check out our YouTube channel, our Vimeo page, our Facebook page, where we publish our video content. And that's an opportunity for you to see some of the amazing things that we do every night that you may not have caught the first time around. You'll probably be shocked by something beautiful that next time around you'll say, I got a schedule around that. So also, for those of you who haven't seen the DVD before, there's just some great background of WaterFire's history. And if as an element of Providence that's been happening for 20 years, to see how it's put on behind the scenes is really enlightening. So
well, there's more than just WaterFire in there. I mean, if you're interested in the history of the city itself, you know, what's happened in Providence as far as moving the rivers, I mean, that's very intertwined with the history of WaterFire. You know, as well as we were talking about WaterFire in Rome earlier, there's a whole featurette in there about WaterFire in Rome. So there's more in there than just a simple video of WaterFire. I think it's very educational. It's very eye-opening. And so if you're local and you're interested in history, if you're interested in WaterFire, if you've been to WaterFire and you tell your friends about it and they can't quite wrap their heads around it, this is a great way to let them in on some of that magic.
Absolutely. A great gift idea for Christmas. Now, we were speaking about Christmas and the Christmas WaterFire. WaterFire is always looking for volunteers, and one of the reasons we're always looking for volunteers is because it is so difficult to capture the whole event. I'm a media producer, and part of what I do is doing that for visitors who weren't able to see the whole thing or weren't even able to make it to see part of it. And John has been an integral part of that process. So, John, could you speak to that?
Yeah, like you said, just the vast expanse of WaterFire physically in the city. And then just with all of the different layers of things happening at the same time, it's impossible for one person to capture that all, whether it be video or photography as well. So it's, you know, we could always use more people there to capture it on video. There are many volunteer photographers in WaterFire. There's a great photography group that has been building over the last several years. We are able to get together monthly at the WaterFire studio and have really great discussions about photography and learn from each other, learn from outside experts.
Great lectures as well, yeah.
Great lectures, yeah, definitely, as well as looking at the footage that was captured at previous events, kind of critiquing that and looking forward to upcoming events and just planning what we're going to do. And as much as I love going to those events, because I'm also interested in photography, typically I'm the only videographer there. So it would be fantastic for more people to just to become interested in that, to show up and say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering to capture WaterFire on video, because we could always definitely use the help.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun and a great way to meet new people who are also interested in videography and photography and develop some skills. Speaking of volunteering at WaterFire, it's not just in the media department that we're always looking for hands. There's
all kinds of things you can get involved in by volunteering at WaterFire. So again, I mean, we've been talking about ways to give back to your community. This is a way you can give back to your community by volunteering at WaterFire. It doesn't cost you anything, and it's a lot of fun. So, you know, leading up to the Christmas fire, we still have a lot of work to do to get ready for that. So we're having, there are four volunteering opportunities coming up before then. December 2nd, there's going to be the last woodpile workout of the year. So what we call woodpile workout is literally going to a pile of wood and doing a workout around it, which involves basically helping us move wood from the land to the sea into a boat and then up the river to get ready to be burned at water fire.
In case you're wondering, we don't fire the braziers with gas.
A lot of people think that. They go, well, wasn't it hard to get all those pipes under the water? And we go, it was very hard because we didn't do it.
Impossible.
Each brazier is burning wood all night long. We go through hundreds of cords of wood each year, and all of it needs to, you know, be moved into a boat and then into a brazier. So this is it's a fun way. It's a great way. I mean, if you've never been out on the river in a boat, it's a pretty unique experience.
And with Thanksgiving tomorrow, it'd be a great way to work off some of the calories from the
absolutely.
Park.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then the day after that, on December 3rd, we have what we call a prep party, which is another fun gathering to come out and help water fire. And we're doing, you know, everything there from, you know, getting torches ready to light the way at water fire to, you know, putting together the blue illuminated stars that we use at the event and all, you know, it's a great way to sort of get a glimpse at some of the work that goes in behind the scenes for each event. And then, you know, you can sort of take a lot of pride in that when you change from being just a mere spectator at water fire to being hands-on and being a part of, you know, we like to call it being a part of the art. And then we have another prep party the week after that, which is where we're getting ready for, we are putting lights on Christmas trees. We're getting the trees like halfway decorated, so we'll have a little bit of a jump start on, you know, getting set up for the event. And then on the 17th, that's the day before our Christmas lighting, we're actually having volunteers come out down to Water Place Park and, you know, helping us put trees in place, helping us get lights in place, helping us get audio equipment in place. So all four of these dates you can find on our website, waterfire.org/volunteer.
And there's other perks, too, about being a volunteer at Waterfire Providence. There's potlucks. There's a great appreciation party coming up, which I'm looking forward to. So volunteering is not just giving back. You also get something in return. And I have a great time with those events. I'm sure you would, too. John, are you looking forward to this 2016 Waterfire year as we come to the close of this year?
Of course. Now begins the period of the year where Waterfire kind of slows down as far as the public aspect of it.
Yeah.
So from the videography perspective, it'll slow down, but there's still definitely a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on and still volunteer opportunities, but definitely I'll miss the videography aspect of it until May or June when the season starts up again.
Yeah, this off-season a lot of people might not know that we continue into January and February when it's freezing cold and, you know, no one would want to come out to see the fire. Maybe not no one, but not many people would want to come out and see the fires. But it turns out that all of those braziers need to come back into the shop. They need to be worked on and they need to get ready for the next year. And so Waterfire goes year-round. December 18th, Waterfire will be holding its Christmas lighting from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. And we hope to see you there for the Festival of Trees, the Artist Village, Santa Claus, and the opportunity to sing along with your fellow members of the Providence community or just come down and enjoy the fires and quiet. It's going to be a beautiful time. And
hot chocolate.
And hot chocolate. And hot food. So come on down to the Waterfire Providence Christmas Lighting, December 18th.